Another shake-up at the South African Tourism Organization following the resignations of the board last month. The Minister, Patricia de Lille, now appointing a new members to the board. The resignations reportedly due to internal conflict and disagreement over the management of the agency. Now with a fresh team in place, there are questions, though, about what the new board is planning to do to address the issues and also, most importantly, ensure that South African tourism regains its footing both locally and internationally. The Minister is with me now. Minister de Lille, welcome to you. And given that the previous board resigned over what I understand were internal conflicts, how confident are we that the same governance and leadership challenges are not going to affect things going forward this time around?
No, that's not true. They were replaced. I had not even removed them from the board. I removed them from their positions, the chair and the deputy chair. This whole issue, Jeremy, is about board fees. The board, under the leadership of the chair and the deputy chair, had 59 meetings in 6 months. They accrued 900,000 rand of a 1.4 million rand budget for the full year and 6 months. The whole issue was about board fees and excessive meetings. It is when I called a meeting with the board, the full board, that the board chair informed me that, no, minister, we're not spending a lot of money. We've got 5 million rand in for the board. I said, no, you didn't read the budget, because the budget is 5 million, but 1.4 million is allocated for board fees. But be that as it may, all the allegations that they've made, I have appointed an independent investigator to look into those allegations. But this was all about wastage of taxpayers' money. And I've also got oversight duties, and Parliament raised the issue with me in July. So even Parliament raised concern about the number of board meetings and board fees.
Minister, there are other issues I want to get to, but very quickly, this sounds to me like a fast-moving gravy train. Is action being taken, or can action be taken against those who've gone?
Yes, the independent investigator that I've appointed, I've, as part of the brief, is to investigate, you know, why all of the board meetings, what was on the agenda, what was discussed. And so once I got that report in the next month or two, I will make that public too, Jeremy.
Minister, the Democratic Alliance, and you would have seen the statement today, calling for you to conduct a comprehensive audit of all tourism projects initiated over the past decade. They say a state of neglect of infrastructure intended to bolster, and I'm quoting here, the tourism industry remains unfinished, abandoned, or subjected to vandalism exacerbated by budget inconsistency. You've seen the statement, no doubt. What are you going to do?
Well, now, I've not seen the statement, because I have just had two meetings in the past month with the portfolio committee. And I did explain to the portfolio committee that when we presented the previous year's financial statements to them, I came into this department in 2023. And I said to them, I've inherited a department and the SAT board, but with the garbage and with the baggage. But I can't say it wasn't under my watch. I have to fix it. I then showed the portfolio committee, in the case of SAT, the investigations that we have done, and that now I have written to the president to apply for a proclamation to investigate, so that we can even recover some of the money. We've taken consequence management, and one of the executives has already been dismissed. It's a very general statement. I have to see the specifics. But this is what I found in the Department of Tourism. The Department of Tourism simply have infrastructure projects, but they appoint implementing agents to do the work. I have reviewed the contract with the Development Bank of Southern Africa that sits with most of the projects. Yes, some of the projects have not even been started, and I've taken that out. And we have changed the service level agreement with Development Bank. But there's six other implementing agencies. What we've also done was to bring capacity within the department, build environment capacity that can have oversight over these projects. And so we have already employed two built environment professionals. We got permission from the Department of Public Service and Administration to appoint another two. So I have now fixed the internal capacity of the Department of Tourism so that we can avoid all of the wastage and overruns and over budget. But there are some of the other projects that are, you know, that I went to go and visit myself to also, that are now ready for handover. So the report is with the all the members of the portfolio committee.
Minister, my final issue: are we going to see this tourism police unit come into effect?
Well, you know what? I just wish sometimes people can read and read properly. And I'm very disappointed, you know, especially if it comes from the Fourth Estate. Because in the statement that we've released on the white paper, it was gazetted on the 18th of September. And we had over 3,500 comments and inputs. And one of the proposals in the white paper, it states very clearly a dedicated tourism safety support in partnership with law enforcement agency at all levels to investigate the establishment of a specialized police unit with capacity. In no way does the tourism white paper say that the safety of tourists need to be regarded more than the safety of all records, I mean, of all residents. I'm on the record, and I've said that many times, that the safety and security is the mandate of the police to ensure that all South Africans are safe, and that including our visitors. But I also had to admit to say there is a perception for potential tourists to want to visit our country, that South Africa is not safe. And therefore, last year, the department invested 174 million. We employed 2,300 tourism monitors. And we're working together with the private sector. And we have a plan that we have shared with all the embassies and consulates in South Africa. We shared it with all our missions abroad, you know, to say to potential tourists, yes, come. This is the safety plans that we've put in place, because we want people, including South Africans, to feel safe in our own country. So it has to be investigated. Further consultations need to take place. We have to engage with the Minister of Police. So the proposal that came from one of the people who interacted during the public participation was to say investigate the establishment of a specialized police unit. And that's exactly what I will be doing, Jeremy.
Minister Patricia de Lille, as always, thank you very much indeed.